Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Fat Guy Radio Show listeners who sign up for a free 30-day trial. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to support Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Hi, girl.
Hey.
It's our new show.
Oh my God, we totally did it.
It's totally our new show.
I'm so glad you put out for the team for the show.
I understand. Yeah. One day we're going to actually be able to hear the iPad. Oh, there it
is. Oh my God.
Where's our theme music? Theme music.
Oh, we don't pay you with lip gloss.
There it is. There it is. Okay, welcome to the lobby fashion show. I am LaFon Michelle,
and I'm Donna Vad. I want one day.
Me too. Okay, so what we're doing is that we're here at the BDB Radio Network Studios, and we're sitting in the lobby, and we're just gonna give you guys a total rundown on the train wrecks that come through this lobby.
Well, you know what? There are a couple of not train wrecks like us.
Yeah, even though I wore flip-flops, please don't judge me.
I don't even look at you that far down, but...
That's because you're too busy looking up at your nose. But you know what's so funny is that we actually have the producer of Fat Guy Radio Show with us. It's Philippians. Hi, Philippians.
Hi.
Yay. Hi, Philippians.
Oh, my God. He's cuter in person.
No, he's not. He's short. Hi. He looks like he doesn't want to be here. Maybe we shouldn't have tied him up. That's okay. All right. Okay, let's see. What we're going to do is we're just going to wait for people to walk by. And we're going to see them. Oh, my God. I think that that's Ashley from accounting coming right now. Is that Ashley?
Oh, yeah, because she has, all those bags and that Fry's bottle waters. I mean, why do you need, 12 bottle waters in a bag?
I think she looks like she needs to take one of those bags and actually put them over her face.
Oh, my gosh, she's so gross. Look at that. And her arms, I mean, all that water weight's definitely going to her arms.
Totally, and when she waves, her arms way back. is she carrying? Why does she have, 2 bottles of water? And what's that other drink?
I don't know.
It's not wheatgrass.
Ew. No, it's not wheatgrass. It's totally not even grain.
Donna, it should be wheatgrass.
I hope it's some type of diet water.
Oh, God. Okay, here she comes. Here she comes. Oh, hey, Ashley.
Hi, girl. Hi. Oh, my God. How are you doing?
Girl, you look amazing today.
Oh, my God. You're so healthy. All that water you're drinking.
I know. That's that wheatgrass drink, girl. You look so nice.
Oh, yeah, you do. Okay. All right. Bye, girl.
See you later. Bye. Bye.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for her. She works in accounting, so she's so utterly poor.
Oh, yeah. When you take what Santa Claus says and you mix it with something that you use to move a boat, you get or.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. All right, is that Samantha? Why does Samantha always look... Why does she wear those booty shorts like that to work?
Because that's the only way she knows how to keep a job. She's totally dumb.
She is blitzy.
Yeah, and then she was wearing... Oh my God, her boobs are always out all the time.
Her boobs, hello. I mean, her boobs get to here 5 minutes before she does.
And it's so gross because one nipple goes left and then one nipple points at God, and I'm pretty sure he's offended, our eyes.
Yeah, please stop winking your nipple at me, said God.
Oh.
Hashtag no nip. Flippy, it's you.
What?
Very good.
Oh my God, I'm still drugged out.
We should have gave him more of a sedative. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Is that, what was her name? I totally forgot her name.
I don't even know. It don't even matter because.
Do you see her purple bra strap coming out from under her orange dress?
Oh my God. She always has clothes doing like that because she's always in the back, somewhere in some room, off with her boyfriend.
Do you really think that her ankles are going to be able to hold up in that dress or in those shoes?
No, but I believe her ankles will hold up that body.
Oh, I know. Okay, here she comes. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
You look so
God.
Nice.
Look at y'all,
so
thick and delicious. Hey.
Oh, I love those shoes. You're so wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, she's so Oh, my God. Here comes Mandy, and I think she's pregnant. Oh my God,
who
she is pregnant.
Knock
that up. She's such a disaster.
Ramirez, she's not pregnant. Ramirez, she has this bloating issue.
Does she drink Deluxe? Oh my God, she just
no,
totally
she doesn't drink. I tried drinking with her because her man's totally fine. I was trying to get with him, but she didn't want to drink, so I just totally
Want to drink. Okay, well then why is her belly protruding out so far? It's her belly is so big, Fat Guy Radio Show host Corey.
I don't know, and these aisles are so long. You think that at least she'll lose some weight.
Is she really wearing I don't know, are those reject capris? And one pant leg is all the way up to her thigh.
Those are not capris. Those are, I don't know what they are. They look like rags that she just hand sewn together.
And who did her hair? Bird's nest. Oh, here she comes. Hey, girl, you look so healthy.
Hi, you
look so healthy, so beautiful. Call me, we'll do lunch.
Look at that. You're glowing.
Let's go get a drink. Let's go get a drink. Oh, you're so fabulous.
Great.
You are. She's fabulous.
Whore.
Okay.
But, like,
oh my God. Okay, I think that this lady doesn't even work for B2B Radio Network, and she's working up right now. But oh my God, she is trying her best to pull off a pantsuit.
And it's like a mint green too.
It's a mint green pantsuit. Oh my God.
And her hair is totally like pressed, but it looks dry and like it's gonna crack.
Like her hair just like went, I don't wanna work today. I'm gonna wanna work today.
But honestly, like, she just comes in and out all day, and she always has like the files or whatever. I don't know what she does, but I think she might be one of the studio lawyers.
Why does she frown so much? She never looks happy. She just frowns. She's like, oh my God, I smell something and it's bad and I look like this. Mm.
The reason why is because she always has her face in between that briefcase instead of some man.
Philippius?
No.
He's so wearing out.
Okay.
He's so witty. Yeah,
double the dose.
The bit's working great for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's on. I'm totally so glad. I'm really so glad that he went in on all of this. Okay, here she goes.
Oh my God, LaFont. Is that Madonna?
Oh my God.
Oh my God,
Madonna. Is that Madonna?
Because look at, oh my God, like she's all wrinkly and she's wearing that weird corset. It has to be Madonna.
I need a pin. I need a pin. I need a pin. I need a pin. I need a pin.
Oh my God, and look at that. Oh my God, it's so sparkly. And look at those heels.
Oh my God, I think I'm gonna Vogue.
Oh my God,
hey girl.
Oh my God, girl, we thought you were Madonna.
We totally thought you were Madonna.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're not.
Yeah, bye, Felicia.
Bye, girl. Bye. All right. Hey, see ya. Hey, that pantsuit is totally working for you.
Gross.
Lesbian.
They're going to the Beaver Dam.
Total Beaver Dam. Oh my God. Girl, I am getting a text message right now that says that the Fat Guy Radio Show people are ready to start their shows. I mean, we should turn it over to them. But before we get started, we should go to Philippius and ask him one more time. Philippius, what do you think about all the fashion on our first fashion show?
Horrible.
Oh my God.
He loved it.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Shalsky.
Your teacher, Mrs. Hagley, had to go on an important trip for a few days.
Where'd she go?
That doesn't matter.
Did she die?
No, Lowell. She went to see someone.
Did they die?
No, Lowell.
Everyone dies, you know.
Now, until Mrs. Hagley comes back, we have someone special to help. This is Mr. Kimball, your new kindergarten teacher. Now, let's everybody say good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Good morning.
They're all yours.
Hi. How are you? I'm very happy to be here. And I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately. How many of you were born in Astoria? Come on, raise your hands. Let's see them. Okay, Now, anyone that was not born in Astoria, somewhere outside like California, raise your hands. Yes.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay, you can go.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, from the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
June 4th, 2015, live from Studio G, walking backwards on the nature trail. It's your funniest internet radio show and podcast heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and AHA Radio Network, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with the show on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get your 2 cents in, America, by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines, I was trying my best to get to that without the frog in my voice. Lines are open 24-7, or email us at faggotradioshow@gmail.com. And this show is brought to you by Amazon's Father's Day Savings, presented by DeWalt. I asked my father the other day, Anthony, what he would like for Father's Day.
And what did he say?
His reply, oh, anything, son. So I ordered him a flat hair iron. My father doesn't have any hair. So, no, I'm kidding. So, shopping for our dads can be challenging, especially when they say anything. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon recognizes that our dads won't know or just expect us to know. Or even better, the dreaded, oh, I don't need anything. We give our moms a hard time for saying that thing, that they don't need anything. But it has the same meaning with our fathers. When they say, I don't want anything or I don't need anything, they do, and they do want something. Amazon has given you and I an extensive list of items to choose from. Simply click the Father's Day banner below the live stream or go directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon helping you give the gift to the man who had a big part in giving us life. Hey!
Hey, everybody.
Everybody, welcome to the show. Whoa,
everybody,
whoa.
Everybody.
That's Anthony over there.
That's Corey. He's pointing at me.
And that's Philippius.
Yeah.
Philippius across from me. Philippius, thank you very much, Lip, for going right on into that opening bit.
Oh, you're not welcome.
You're a man of many, many determined words.
Many talents. I mean, geez. I mean, just, dude, how do you hold in all of the talent? How do you do it?
I just don't care.
You just don't care. You really don't care. Thank you for reminding me of that, because we, at the top of the show, we're going to go ahead and give a shout out to Lady T, who had a request for...
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. Everybody, I don't care. I don't... He does not care. I don't care.
Shout out to you, Lady T. She don't care about something she don't care about. Here's another one.
I love that.
Here's another one for you, Lady T.
I don't care.
There you go. Yes, a listener shout out coming to you live, traffic and weather on the 8th.
And keep on caring to not care.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Lady T, whatever you don't care about, sister girl, I feel you. I don't know about you, Anthony, but this week has been a week of just don't care. I have had one hell of a week. The weekend was amazing. After last week's show,
it really was great.
Me and you went and hung out at a new place. We played Kamikaze Fast Food.
Oh, God, yes. That was great. It was so good.
It worked out to our benefit. It was a little sketchy. Now,
even though we had to sit by the trash to plug in for the computer.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny. So we walk into, what was it, Mod's Pizza.
Mod Pizza.
We go into Mod Pizza. And Anthony and I were going to like, okay, I mean, he's working on the show. We need to be able to build a chemistry. We need to be able to have camaraderie.
He needs a way to get me on a date without being rejected.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because, you know, I have no one else that's going to hang out with me. No one else.
That's right.
Yeah, Philippius quit.
Yeah, chimes in Lip there. So we go to Mod Pizza, and we actually, you know, pull the curtain back a little bit. We had some work that we had to do. So we were like driving around. I'm like, hey, let's just go grab something to eat. And I had never been to Mod Pizza before.
Me neither. I actually go by that place all the time, and I see
it
there.
It was very near your house.
Yeah. No, we don't say my location.
Oh. Very in the city, in the Grand Canyon State where you live.
I am hidden away from people.
The enigma that is this guy. So it's not by your house, which is my enigma.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
What do you think I said, Lip?
You know, the word I can't say.
He thought, he thought you said he's the enema of my life.
Oh, we might have to write that down. So we go so we go over to Mod Pizza. Now, have you, you've driven by it, but you've never been there?
No, I've never been there. Nobody wanted to take me out.
Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. But you know what? I'm okay with the, you know, nobody wanted to hang out with me because I'm with Lady T.
I don't care.
I got my kids. I got my family and having fun. And so we go to Mod Pizza. Actually, I was surprised. It was at first a little bit like the In-N-Out Burger menu, secret menu thing, because I didn't know how it worked. Now, and when you walk into a restaurant for the first time, it's a little alarming to me when you see instructions on how to order.
Yeah, there was words everywhere.
There were words. It was how to mod.
How to mod, yeah.
Is what it was called. How to mod. And then you like.
And I almost mistaken that for mosh, so I threw a chair.
Yeah. I was wondering why you started flinging your hair around and punching that old lady. She was just having her pizza. So it was like how to mod, and you pick your pizza, and then you pick your toppings, and then the cartoon size, really the Stay Push Marshmallow Man that was behind the counter, put our pizza together.
Yes.
It was big. But okay, so we get the pizza's lip, and they write down your names. And number one, no matter how many times I said, this order is together, because I was treating Anthony, you know, big pockets, you know what I mean? I'm Corey Blaze, you know, I'm trying to show off a little bit, you
big
know?
Big pockets, tight, fat fingers.
Deep pockets, tight, fat fingers, you know, because I'm Corey Blaze, and this is, you know.
You know, I'm not throwing out nickels and dimes.
I'm going to take you to a moderate, exceptional pizza place, and I'm going to treat you to a $9 pizza.
After he paid in his newly polished quarters.
Yeah, he just.
And then after you used the BDB Radio Network credit card, because you guys had a business meeting.
Very good, lip
tax write-off. Yeah,
tax write-off,
Girl, you state of Arizona, you're not getting our money.
you're not getting our money.
Say, not one penny.
So we go, and the guy writes down on a little paper, pizza paper. Is that the pizza paper that he writes on there? He writes down my order.
He writes on the piece of paper that he puts our food on.
Totally. But I didn't pick that up. He did. He totally wrote that on there. And so I order my pizza, and then I say again to the Stay Push Marshmallow Man, I said, this order is together. And then Anthony, as loud as he can possibly say it, in this new place that we've never been, mind you, I'm getting ready to Instagram out a pic of us. Anthony says at the top of his lung, it's not a date. And then he didn't just say it once, Lip. He said it four times. He wanted to make it plainly obvious as the nose on my face that we were not there as a date. It's not a date. And so the Stay Push Marshmallow Man that was behind the counter making the pizza wrote on his pizza paper.
It's not a date.
It's not a date.
You know what? At least it was very, very clear.
It was very clear.
Did he bring out like a banner and put it behind you guys? It's not a date.
It's not a date.
Yeah, we had trumpets, everything going. It was amazing.
These two hand-mold pizza are not on a date.
Yeah.
Not on a date.
I'm single. And I need to appear that way.
Someone's really been working on their radio timing, isn't he? Oh,
yes.
Man. All right. So we go to Mod Pizza. It was really good pizza. I like the fact that you could put anything you want on the pizza and the price doesn't change.
You could put marshmallows on the pizza?
Marshmallows on the pizza.
No, they don't have
marshmallows. Sorry. I don't even know.
You go to Menchie's. You go to Menchie's right down there.
Yeah, no marshmallows. You want marshmallows on your pizza?
I'm just saying, you're talking about marshmallows. You know,
a little marshmallow and crack, please.
Yes, I'd like to have the marshmallow and crack Mod Pizza to go.
Yeah,
please.
Marshmallow and crack du jour.
And sir, just remember, this is not a date. So, no, you can like get anything on it. I think I had like red onions on mine, and then I had them put roasted garlic on my
and then he
pizza.
Asked for ham hocks and pig feet, and I'm like, no, this is not the area.
I almost went black, but it didn't happen. I almost
no, but you know what's very interesting talking about the ingredients is that they have all these different names, all these different pizzas, and you tell them,
yeah,
and they don't even go according to it.
Totally.
They just kind of like throw on the sauce, like the very base of it, and all the other ingredients. They don't even put on. They just ask you, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just
they did.
You.
They had like weird names for their pizza items.
And they don't even go off of that.
No. And you ordered like the Dave Chappelle, which is like a used to be funny
burnt
skinny pizza. And then I ordered the Bill Cosby, which is the pizza that comes with the pills on top.
Pretty much what he meant is it's all the meat on there, so it puts you in a food coma.
And a cigar.
Yeah.
And a cigar. Coma. And then the lady that was sitting behind us, she had the touch my vagine pizza, and that was just a pizza that he pretty much just folded in half.
And put powder in the middle?
You know, pizza has yeast, right?
Once again, I entertained myself with that. I'm okay with that. Hey, it's Fragger Radio. But we went. It was fun. It was work. It was cool. Probably about 15 minutes in, I was bored.
Oh, and then I pulled out my Diva with all my complaints and all my my itching.
And then Anthony wanted to make a phone call to the complaint department of the BDB Radio Network, which unfortunately I happened to be working that line that day. So he's there and he's like, oh my God, my chair is uncomfortable. I don't like the fact that every time I walk into the studio, Philippia shuts the door on me.
Yeah.
And
that's just like, funny because last time I called, you were on that line too.
Yeah, I always have to work the complaint line because I'm the only one that cares.
And his seconds has a sex hotline too.
Yeah, it is a sex hotline. Thank you for calling the BDB Radio Network sex hotline. You've reached Corey. I'm wearing a stream bikini.
You're lying. You're just naked. You don't even have anything on.
I'm not breathing hard because I'm hot for you. I'm breathing hard because I had to stand up to answer the phone.
Oh, thank God for your weight gain because all you do is...
Yeah, it's the weight gain.
The whole team.
That's the reason why I have to stay
fat. And they're like
fat.
So happy and they don't even know you're like on the verge of a heart attack.
Yeah, they don't know that I'm about to pass out on the BDB Radio Network sex. I'm so glad you called. Oh, God, I was waiting for your call. Mm. Oh, yeah.
As you're eating that pizza. Yeah.
More mod pizza, please. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nothing lip.
No. You guys are freaking me out.
Anyway, somebody needs to get laid over there.
Yeah, lip. Okay. It was mod pizza. It was good.
It was
I was
great.
Surprised.
I've never been.
Never been either, but we lost our mod pizza virginity.
Yes.
I'm going back to the little
girl. In the
Mod Pizza
place?
Yeah.
With the old lady?
Yeah, yeah. The Mod Pizza old lady there, she touched me inappropriately.
No, she didn't. You bumped up against
her. Hey, whatever type of stimulation I can get, I'm going to try to get it.
Because I was not on a date, so you got that clear.
Fair people of Mod Pizza, hear ye. These fat guy and this hairy guy are not on a date.
We don't even play in the same, ball game.
No chance whatsoever. All right, so switching gears here at the top of the show, if I could transition. Also on Saturday night, I had to ditch Anthony at the Mod Pizza. Sorry, I'll pay for your cab fare. I
hooked my way home. All free.
I looked up. I was like, let's see here. I got to get out of here about 2:00. So Anthony, it's 1:59 and time is just ticking it's 2:00. Gotta go.
And I'm totally not even caring. Still bitching at this point.
You stepped right on it. You stepped on it. I'll do it again. Oh, it's 2:00. I gotta go. That's what I was trying to get to.
Oh,
that's all right. It's an old bit.
I told you to bring up the past, okay? I'm not a part of it.
So I had to get out of there because I was emceeing a movie premiere, a webisode that Like Minds Creative has put on. Our friends over at Like Minds Creative, Thrill of the Kill, which is a web series. I had a small role, a small little walk-on role where I played a oil tycoon and I got killed by a little Girl Scout. that's literally what the script called for. So we were down at the Dan Vermillion Studios, which is actually a photo studio, and I didn't know what to expect. Now I'm friends with Michael Kirchhoff, and we'll have him on the show when this web series is released. But
I'm excited.
It really is. I was blown away at the way that this all came together. There's 6 episodes right now. Mm-hmm. He shot these over a year's time.
Oh, wow.
And really took a lot of time. The graphics are phenomenal, and the storyline is really epic. Now, Like Minds Creative, they're responsible for a couple of our first high-end promo videos that are up on our YouTube page. If you ever want to have a gander at those, and maybe we'll post one up. What is the one that
I think we should be putting them up more and getting them out?
We have them all out there, and the ones that Like Minds has created, they shot the one that was Lip at the barbershop.
Yes, I helped with that one.
Yeah, Philippius was a production assistant on that one, and that was a long shoot, and I was stressing out on that shoot.
It was cool, though.
It was fun to see. Like, I mean, it really is a huge production when it comes to Like Mine. So I went on Saturday night to the special preview of the cast and the crew. They had wine. They had catering. It was really, really great.
Was
and
it I, a red carpeted type
It wasn't
of event?
That, not necessarily a red carpeted
oh,
event.
Oh, then it's a pre-screening.
It was like a pre-screening. I like to say a debut pre-screening. But when it's released, I'm definitely going to have the director on. Thriller Kill. Met a whole lot of people that are on the cast and crew. And everybody heard about Fat Guy Radio Show, which was absolutely phenomenal. So shout out to everybody there. And especially shout out to Nick and Ty, who, I believe, and if I get your names mixed up, it's because Mike didn't send me the correct names. Ty actually got the wristband off of me. He got the Fat Guy Radio Show wristband. Now, Lady K is, because I did get a tweet about this, Lady K did get the original one that I first gotten, and I sent my original Fat Guy Radio Show wristband to her.
Uh-huh.
But we had a couple more stashed away, so I put one on every time I go out, and my goal is to always hand it out. That's my way of spreading the word. But for the record, Lady K, you got the first one from me to you off my wrist.
Smell it. You got the sweat.
It smells like Burger King.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Burger King French fries?
It smells like Burger King finger.
It smells like uncooked Burger King. How about that?
Uncooked. But it was a great time with Like Minds Creative. Thrill of the Kill web series. Look for that to come out very soon. I don't know how he's going to release it, if he's going to put it on Vimeo or if he's going to put it on YouTube. But we'll make sure that we link it up on all of our sites, which is absolutely phenomenal with that.
And it'll be completely fun to watch.
Oh, gosh. We watched the whole entire thing. And I... because I'm friends with the owner of Like Minds Creative, Michael uh-huh. Kirchhoff, and like I said, we're going to have him on the show,
right.
I normally I'm always pulling his coattail, say, hey, let me see it, let me watch it, let me have my own pre-screening so I can
see. Oh, this you just want to see how it looks so far.
Yeah, too. But this one, I didn't. I didn't want to see it.
Why?
I don't know. I wanted to be like, because I knew I was going to be emceeing the night,
uh-huh.
and I really wanted to be with everybody else seeing it for the first time.
Oh,
yeah,
you wanted to be part of that group mentality.
I wanted to. I totally did. And it blew me away. I mean, I've seen so much of his work. He has really kicked it up a notch and really put. I know I'm overselling it and nobody can see it right now. But when we do, when it's out, I will definitely let everybody know. So shout out to Like Minds Creative and everybody.
And
that was
then
there.
Maybe I can watch it and give my own in-depth, thorough perspective and knowledge of it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But it was a really great time had by all. So shout out to Nick and Ty. They were some great guys. So much fun that night. I didn't drink because I was flying solo. But Bob Rue and all those great guys and Jerry... Jerry Hand, a good friend of mine, also a business advisor. Everybody was there. It was really nice. It was just...
It sounded so fun. I wish I could have went.
It was a fun time. So, all right. On the other side of this break, folks, little fella graduated, and the graduation was outside. We'll be right back on the other side of this break of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio Network presents a show for the independent musician, U-Star Music, our first ever all indie music radio show and podcast. Get in on this electrifying movement. Upload your track for free. This all new premiere show is for the independent musician. Introducing U-Star Music at ustarmusic.com, where you're the star. No more begging radio execs to play your tracks. U-Star Music puts your music into an airplay broadcast format that all musicians dream of having. U-Star Music welcomes rock bands, solo artists, duets. Only requirement, you can't be signed to a label. Learn more at ustarmusic.com. Don't just put your music out there. Get your music in the format music was intended to be in. Radio. U-Star Music, part of the BDB Radio Network. Accepting tracks now.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. It's more than enough to make my poor heart burst into flame.
You feel the moment we QuitSmokingCommunity.org says Halo e-cigs is one of the top vaping companies out there. Electronic Cigarettes Consumer Review says about Halo 6 Triton Tank System is the top rated e-cigarette. See, I'm not the only one saying it. Halo 6! FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. Proud sponsor of Fat Guy Radio Show. American-made e-liquid and high-quality electronic cigarettes. I vape with Halo 6 and only Halo 6, and you should too. My e-cig model is the Triton Tank System. I switched over from the G6, which was one of the best moves ever, but I still have my G6, and I love carrying it around as well. And my e-liquid flavor of choice is Sub-Zero at the medium nicotine level. I've explained that before, that just like when you go and buy traditional tobacco products, you have your lights, you have your full flavors, you have your ultra lights. Halo 6 e-liquid comes in the same different levels. You can get it where there's no nicotine. You can get it where there's nicotine running through the veins of your eyeballs. Whatever you want, Halo 6 has it and has a level and a strength for you. I get e-liquid flavor Sub-Zero at medium nicotine level. Get what everyone is talking about. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. Become a Halon by elevating your taste. Halo 6 as seen on these lips. Oh, hell yeah.
I like that.
You know, yeah. Well, we used to have Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. But that was D-Tay's thing. And you don't like me when I talk about the ex.
Who?
Exactly. So we had to come up with something new. And it's now Halo 6 as seen on these lips. Oh, I need a close-up. Duck face.
It's duck better face. Than always seeing food on your lips.
I told, by the way, just a little sidebar, I totally told Dite that in his pictures he had food all on his lips.
It took a long time to clean up.
I told him that, I know nobody knows what we're talking about.
It was almost as bad as looking at Afterbirth.
Yeah, Anthony's editing all of our photos from our photo shoot that we had a few weeks ago. One that we looked at on Saturday was Dite, and he had crumbs. I told him to wipe the crumbs off his mouth. Anyway, it's graduation season. Every little person and every high schooler and every, I don't know, eighth grader. Hell, kindergartners graduate now. I didn't
even daycare.
Daycare. Preschool. Preschool.
Everybody graduates.
I never graduated.
Graduated yesterday.
Yes. Oh, congratulations, Philippians. I'm sorry I couldn't be there.
To a ditch.
Oh, Philippians. Debbie Downer. So everybody's graduating now. I graduated from a D cup to an F cup in bra size. So
in 68,
and I graduated in less than 15 minutes. All I had to do was just have a couple of burgers. No, little fella graduated, and those that we have a lot of new listeners that are joining us every week. Little fella is my my little guy. He also hosts Little Fella Radio. We have his promo coming up here at the next
cute.
Break.
Here.
Yeah, he's not that little anymore. So he had his graduation last Friday. Mm-hmm. I alluded to it on last week's show, and we go and he goes to a not to pull the curtain back too much, a little bit of an eclectic school. Now it's a private charter school that is very small classroom sizes.
That's the best way to learn.
It's amazing. The graduating class, I think, in total was eighth grade and high school. They had the graduation ceremony together. There were only 8 high school graduates that walked that night. Only 8.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Bad?
Well, it's a small school.
It's so quick.
It's a small... Oh, yeah. It was like, and the graduating class. And, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming.
Mine's was like graduating class with like a Mexican village. Right?
That was 25 million. But there was, I think there were 30 to 40 eighth graders graduating in the high school. Now, I know that the school is small, and I think they have a total of like 5 teachers. It's a very private charter mm-hmm. school. And I've talked about the fact that they have an equestrian program. They have horses there that you can learn how to take care of a horse.
Oh, my God.
They have peacocks that just roam the school campus. The school looks like what's the word that I'm looking for? It kind of looks like a forest cottage in a way, like a log house. It's okay. A log house design and modular buildings. And it's privately owned and of course accredited. And so it was really eclectic, and it's a nice school. And the times that I've been there, everything has always been like inside, a little small, intimate gathering. Nothing has ever been like, you know, as vast as this. We get there. It was packed. It was stacked. I mean, the line of cars were just amazing because everybody wants to come and see the kids graduate.
Yeah, you got the whole family, I bet.
Literally the whole family. So I get there, and I'm expecting to walk into, like, the little auditorium or something like that. No, they had it outside by the tortoise, and the peacocks were flying around everywhere, and it was outside. And they had this beautiful stage that was set up like vaudeville, where it was lit from the skirt of the stage up. And those of you that are not drama people, the skirt of the stage is the edge of the stage. Mm-hmm. And then they had the lights in little boxes, and they were shining up. And then they had, like, Christmas lights. And you would think it sounds ghetto, but it actually looked very endearing.
It sounds very, like, visually stimulating.
It was extremely visually stimulating. And I didn't get this picture to go up on Ustream, and I apologize for that, but I'll pass it around the room here.
But he never buzzes himself.
No, I never buzz myself. But it was really cool how they had it, and it was in this tree lining, and there it is right there, Anthony. You see?
Oh, it's my God, it's very gorgeous.
It is. So they had like Christmas lights, and then they had the seats all on the stage.
It looks like they could be like graduating from college. Like,
yeah,
that's how organized and well set
it was. Very beautifully set. The only bad thing is that it was outside, and in Phoenix, if you haven't noticed, you might, you can share that with Philippians if you like, you little picture hoarder. it was 90 something degrees,
and you probably got mosquitoes like making out on your neck,
and we're in I went in a shirt and a tie.
I think I found your brother in this picture.
A shirt. Yeah, there's some questionable pictures. I'm in a shirt and tie at first. Little fella I know for a fact is in a suit. And I get out of the car, and when I realize that the event is outside, I go back to my car because I'm a planner. And I know that I'm going to sweat, so my hair is going to go afro puff. And I know I didn't want to sweat in my dress shirt, so I brought an extra shirt and one of my Gavin DeGraw hats. So I went back to the car, switched out into a lighter shirt, and put on a Gavin DeGraw hat, and that's what I went to.
You lost 10 pounds.
And I lost 10 pounds.
But he gained it back the next day.
Yeah. Lady K.
night.
Yeah, I sweated it out, but I got it back. Lady K, I don't know why your feed is frozen. Reboot your computer. The hell?
She can't even hear you if she heard. Thing is frozen.
Yelling at nothing.
Well, why is she yelling? She's yelling at me. I'm so, that totally distracted me. She's yelling at me on Twitter right now. I can't see the feed. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Was it? Is it written in all caps locks?
Yes.
She's yelling. She's yelling. You got yelled at.
I'm sorry, Lady K. Reboot.
She
your
can't
computer.
Hear you.
Oh well.
You gotta email her back or whatever.
My
you're
feed
doing.
Is frozen. I can't hear you. Sorry, folks. I am sorry. I read your tweet on the air.
Reboot your POS.
Reboot your computer. Thank you for using BDB Radio Network tech support.
Oh,
find us at fatguyradioshow.com.
The bill is in the mail. All right. So anyway, so it was. It looked like it was a really cool place. We were outside, so I switched. It was the longest graduation ceremony.
I think I remember you telling me it was ridiculously long.
Okay, so they did this bit. And I love you, little fella. And I love this school, and I want to do something great for this school one day, Lip.
One day?
Number one, everybody spoke. Every graduating kid spoke.
Hey, wait, wow. How many were there in there eighth grade?
There was 40 in eighth grade, 8 in high school.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a lot.
It's like 5 hours.
They did this bit called Promise to Parents.
Oh, my God. It's a fail all the way across the board.
Oh, my God, dude. So what they did is that basically the unorganized superintendent of the school.
Wow.
I love this school. Dropped the cards that were in order by the kid's name to come up and read their one-liner. So she would be like, the kids would be, she would like, okay, now you're going to get your promise to your parents. First up, Caitlyn Jenner. And then so Caitlyn will come up to the podium, takes her card, reads her card. My promise to my parents is that I will forever wear a $200 corset. And then Caitlyn was supposed to sashay across the stage to where the superintendent was standing, get a rose, go down off the stage, find her parents in the sea of parents, and present them with the rose. They did this 40 times!
Wow.
Every kid had a promise, and every kid had to read the promise, and every kid had to take a rose, and every kid had to go find the parents.
How difficult was that for the kid?
The kid, if they didn't see their parents on the way in when they walked a mile around the outside area before, I mean, I heard Pomp and Circumstance was on repeat for 45 minutes. By the time the kids got there, they were tired. They was tired all that walking. Walking up and down this road, walking up and down that road, turn around, going this way, turn around, going that way, sit down, shut up, slow down, park over there. What you looking
the
at?
Kids must
look
have
over there, walk straight.
The principal off.
I don't know what they did, but they had to they had to actually practice this. But the bit was promises to your parents. Mm-mm. That was forever. And I'm just sitting there watching the sun slowly set in the west, and they still making promises to parents. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment. I'm sure every graduating kid was there. AJ got up, made his promise, and then couldn't find us. And so it was like, you know, three more promises when he's still out. Crap, where are my parents? And then one kid was like, Ma! He just yelled out because he couldn't find his parents. So they did this promise to parents bit. The other thing that I may be just insensitive, and call me if I'm insensitive, but so much crying.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And when this teacher gave me to the... Oh, to get, even the teachers were crying.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, what in the hell is going on in the high school class at this school?
Are you
going
to see them on the news soon if they're that attached?
I mean, they were so passionate. Mm. The high schoolers were crying. The eighth graders didn't cry because they were when the high schoolers were graduating, they were still out there trying to find their parents. The high schoolers, every last one of them was crying. And then the one teacher would come up and he'd be rubbing them on their back. And I'm like, stop rubbing them on the back. That just makes you cry more.
So they're like,
slap them like, come on, get on with it. Everybody wants to go eat. The cake is over there melting. The horses are in the cake.
You were only thinking of the cake.
The peacocks are in the cake.
The peacocks are in the cake. What do you think I went for? I didn't go for anything else. I went for the cake. What? I'm sorry.
Was it good?
No, because I was too tired. And I was too sweaty to leave. It was almost 3 hours, man. 3 hours of a ceremony. And then after all the high schoolers said what they had to say, then the high schoolers had to make their promises. And then the coup de grace, the big, huge moment in every graduation, the commencement speech given by the long-winded superintendent. Here, let me revamp her speech for you. I, it was all about her.
Your eye, what's wrong with your eye?
She made that commencement speech all about her. And Lip, I kid you not, it was 47 minutes long.
Of her talking.
Oh no, see, I wouldn't put up with that. I would get up and I'd be like, just shut up. I would have done that.
You saw the families starting to play with their other little kids.
Uh-huh.
No one's paying attention to nothing she's saying. It's midnight, and we're out in the middle of the field. There's horses, and by the way, even the peacocks were getting bored with her because every other word she said, you heard a peacock in the background. You know, and I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm trying to be just like, oh, baby, Jesus, shut up. The lady behind me, she was like, how long is this lady going to talk? And I'm sure she had a lot to say. And I'm sure what she said was important. I didn't pay attention to none of it. No. She lost me 15 minutes in. It should a commencement speech should not be that long. And I'm just thinking about, and the kids and the high schoolers are sitting up there just bawling. So whatever she's saying is touching them. But she completely lost the audience. The eighth graders were sitting there playing with their hair and twiddling gum and stuff. It was beautiful. Congratulations to everyone that made this milestone. But damn, teachers, shut up. It's about the kids. Let them graduate. Let them be. And everybody don't need to make a promise to the parents. They could have printed that in the folder. They could have printed that in the program. And this could have been a graduation that was 90 minutes, and we could have been in and out of there, and everybody could have been at Denny's having their ice cream and their cake, and we would have been done with it. But no, it was almost 3 hours of sitting there.
No, I would not have sat. I would have been mad. I would have sat through it if it was my kid.
But. Crying, and everybody walked out of there with a bouquet of roses because they did the whole promise thing, and everybody had roses to give out.
Wow.
It was just way too much.
It really was.
It was just absolutely. But congratulations to little
yeah, congratulations fella. After yeah, all
congratulations,
that.
Congratulations, little fella. Yay. I'm very, very proud of
you. Did you get your rose?
No, I got stuck by the rose because he took the rose to his mama.
Oh, you reached for it.
I reached for it. She was sitting next to me. Everybody was on one rose. Mm-hmm. And she was sitting next to me and brought the rose down and gave it to his mom.
Oh.
It took him 15 minutes to find us.
So you couldn't find your big old butt?
No, because I was wearing black.
Oh, he just blended in.
Once the song
camouflage.
Once the sun went down, nobody could see me. I was gone. I was out.
You had a smile.
I had a smile. I forgot to smile because I was bored for the 45-minute commencement speech.
Open your eye.
I didn't want my eyes open. The commencement speech put me in this. And congratulations to the graduating class. Oh, yes.
Yay.
Beautiful. Where's that cake? Where's that freaking cake? I didn't even get any cake, Lip.
Whose fault was that?
The commencement speaker lady and crying. I didn't get no cake.
You did.
I ain't get any cake.
Luckily, since your pockets are deep, go get yourself some cake.
Let me tell you what we do. We're going to go buy cake. So me and little fella, we hopped into the limo. We made his mother drives in a separate car. And we drive into the limo. We're driving down there. We're going to get peacock.
Yeah.
It was a very eclectic night. It was all in all, it was pretty, but damn. What are those teachers doing to those kids? All those high schoolers were just crying, just bawling.
It sounds like a cult. I wouldn't even want my kids going there now.
AJ loves that. AJ loves that school.
Every cult member loves their cult, okay?
It's the Charter Private Cult School of Phoenix, Arizona. All right, folks. On the other side of this break, we asked you on Facebook, what would you like to hear us discuss on the show?
Uh-oh.
And I picked out the top four. And then if we get a chance...
Can I be off the leash for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah, just don't get us kicked off the air. All right, folks. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Radio returns, and I'm kicking it up a notch with all new guests, the return of some wacky ones, and more. I'm a little bit older, and so are you, so let's see how far we can go. This ain't no Disney program. It's Little Fella Radio Season 3. That's right. Little Fella Radio returns for Season 3 this summer. Watch for it on littlefellaradio.com. Teen Talk Radio will never be the same. Fun, entertaining, and we hope our parents don't listen to everything we say. Little Fella Radio, it's the younger version of Fat Guy Radio Show. Minus the bad words.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
the right time to have fun time in Vegas. One thing that happens in Vegas that doesn't stay in Vegas, the deals at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. Get to Vegas this summer. There's no better time to go than right now. Great deals only available at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. Why? Because the folks who operate Vegas.com live, work, and play in Vegas. They know the specials before anyone else, and they offer them to you. Take advantage of these amazing deals and other deals at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. Don't waste another summer just sitting around at home sweating through your Nikes. Get out to Vegas and start at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. That was a little over the top lip, wasn't it?
Just a little bit. Well,
the people that are producing out the storm with these commercials today. His timing is all perfect.
Oh my God.
Oh, lip over there. Oh, lip. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he's over there bouncing back and forth. Yeah. He's so into it.
Go ahead, lip. Yeah.
I think he took mushrooms before coming in, so he's like so into it.
Whatever he did, he needs to do it again next week.
Look at him. He's bouncing around. Look at him. He's so adorable. Yeah.
No, he's not. All right. I guess that's all lip.
I heard a little bit.
Yeah. That did not. Oh, there he goes. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there he goes.
For all you who can't see, he's bouncing around like a bobblehead.
Now he's just totally spaced out.
Oh, my God.
I think he dropped acid.
Ooh.
Dropped. No.
Why? Do you see little elephants on the walls?
Yeah. All right. Are you?
Corey is sexting at the moment. But I have to say, your boy's show, that little preview sounded so amazing. He sounds like he has a lot of talent.
Oh, that show is funny as hell.
Okay, I'm getting my hands on it, and I am marketing the hell out of it.
Little
and I'm getting
radio.
My hands in that bucket of change.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. We are blowing him up.
It's only seasonal. He only does like 6 episodes a year.
He's dropping out of school.
His career just started.
Yeah.
He don't need no high school, college.
That show is Lady K's back online. Welcome back, Lady K.
Welcome back.
Hi, Lady K.
She's the only one that can stop the show for tech support.
Oh,
Call Fat Guy Radio Show.
Call Fat Guy Radio Show when your Ustream feed goes down.
Thank you for calling BDB Radio.
Oh,
how can I help you?
Please put in your number code now. Put in your number code now. I'm sorry, your number code or your password is incorrect. We're not going to tell you which one is incorrect, but your number code or your password is not correct. You just keep changing your number code and your password until we figure it out. Oh, I'm sorry, you've tried 3 times. That's too many. We're going to lock you out of your account for 14 days. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
All the time.
It does.
Constantly.
All right, boys. Well, we asked on Facebook, what would you like to hear us discuss on the show? So let me find some loop music here. Let's go through this. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, we got some nasty Facebook.
I like you people.
Facebook, nasty Facebook.
Facebook, nasty. Right.
So there were questions that came through, not really any topics that they wanted us to discuss.
Can we call
it
Facebooking?
Yeah, just all you Facebookins out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I couldn't go there because I can't get us kicked off.
All right, please don't get us kicked off the network. All right.
Get us shut down.
Facebookins. The Facebookins asked us. If calm down, Anthony. If you could have a romantic encounter with any celebrity, dead or alive, who would it be? If you could have a romantic, and that basically means if you can boink any celebrity, dead or alive,
Corey Haim.
Who would just go right for it?
Yeah,
Corey Haim.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, he's the one from the 80s, right? All the shows he was...
He was a Goonie or something. I don't remember
who he was. Let me tell... I may not even know the names. I know the...
You just threw out a name.
No, that's not true. I know who I'm talking about.
You just threw out Corey.
I thought I heard Corey Blaze.
I thought I heard Corey Blaze, too. And I'm like, what the hell?
We are not getting into your sick and depraved hallucinations.
Corey... Oh, he doesn't... No. Corey Haim doesn't even spell his... Oh, God. That's Corey Haim?
Yeah. You should see him when he got older.
Isn't he? Yeah, I'm looking at him.
He older. OD'd 5 or 6 years ago.
Ah.
I grew up in love with
this, out of all people, this white boy.
Lady K, email me what your tweet me your topic. I don't remember what it was. She says she gave us a couple of topics a week ago, dating or something. Remember? I don't remember. I'm sorry. Corey Haim.
Yeah.
Lady K, is this like, is the Lady K interruption show?
I know.
I know. She's got that power, though. She's P1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she does. Lip, who celebrity?
She got that strength.
She got that Fat Guy Radio Show swag.
Oh my God, Corey Haim.
She got that push.
Okay, calm yourself down.
No,
right.
Now I'm like, All right, don't
hurt yourself over there.
I'm not.
Lip,
I'm
celebrity, gentle. Dead or alive, that you'd like to give the old producer pump to?
Producer pump, huh? Wow.
I tickled myself.
You just went there, didn't you?
Yeah, who would you like to give the producer pump to?
Oh, I don't know. There's too many of them out there.
Just pick one. The celebrity, Eva Longoria. She plays for, she doesn't play. She's that basketball player.
She's still alive?
No, the one from Modern Family.
There, she's still alive though.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, that. Ooh, one.
Yeah, Sofia Vergara. Yeah. I knew that's at the top of your list.
Yeah,
Sofia Vergara. My celebrity, dead or alive, would be Betty White, but she has to be dead. Is that inappropriate? I want to bang.
No,
old,
that's fine.
Bang old dead.
Necrophilia is acceptable and not this old, country.
Bang old dead shriveled Betty White. Give me a golden girl.
Get that powder.
All right. Here's another one. What would you like to hear? And this is what we put on our Facebook, guys. What would you like to hear us talk about? What kind of underwear do you all wear or prefer?
I went last time.
Lip?
I wear boxers.
He's a boxers guy. Anthony?
Let it hang loose.
Anthony?
Oh, he likes the free ball.
Free ball.
God, I know.
That was disgusting.
Good free ball.
Got some air. Got some ventilation.
You know what? By the time you're 50... they're going to be dragging on the floor, and they're going to be leathery.
I don't care.
With
not
the bald
problem.
Spot on the
not
bottom.
Not my problem.
Not my problem. That's her problem, girl. Pick up the...
She probably want them. She want them less hairy anyway.
Pick up them leathery saggy balls, bitch.
I knock you in your teeth.
Yeah, I will knock you in the teeth with my leathery saggy balls.
Knock your tooth out.
Yo, what? She just got one lip. She just got one tooth.
One tooth.
Lips one tooth wipe.
So I done knocked the rest out with something else.
Oh, I see.
All right, Anthony.
Anthony, yeah. What kind of underwear do you wear or prefer?
I prefer boxer briefs, but I actually really do not like wearing underwear at all.
Commando.
I am so into
talk about
but
free balling.
I know. The problem is with all of my pants, I have this problem. The zipper always go down. I'll zip it up. I'll take a few feet. My zipper's down. And I know you guys probably noticed that a lot.
Everything's just like...
It's, I don't know
your
what
ass
it
is always in the studio before you. I mean, Anthony and his ass. That's his what...
Yeah, because I crawl in on all fours with
no,
my butt
No, you come in and
backwards.
You couldn't even point out a monkey wrench in a lineup of monkey wrenches because you have professional... plumber's crack. You always have the plumber's crack out.
I'm thugging.
The answer to that question is I don't know.
Tidy whities?
Tidy whities. Superman yeah. Underoos is what
you
I have.
You know you wear tidy whities?
Like, he can't even fit in underwear.
I put on tidy whities back in 84. I heard a pop and a snap. I ain't seen them bitches since.
Oh, probably not.
Don't give me those judgmental eyes through that judgmental hair with that judgmental face.
Shaking at you in anger.
Explain the reason behind don't do the 30 dirty until you turn 30. I'll explain that because, Anthony, you're new, and this was before you. Don't do the dirty until you turn 30 was enacted for all the young guys that were going out, getting married before they were 30 years old and knocking up their wives, and they're just ruining their lives. That's the one. That's what's behind. Don't do the dirty until you turn 30. And the last one, play screamer, moaner, or church mouse. Sounds you make when having sex. Are you a screamer, moaner, or quiet as a church mouse?
Wait, do I make the sound? No,
don't make the sound. We're
having like a competition or
yeah,
something.
No, we're not a competition.
I'm going to pull the Meg Ryan right now.
we'll go to you last on the outside of break. Screamer, moaner, or church mouse. I'll ring in. Moaner. moaner. You're gonna get that.
Yeah, yeah. You moan. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing?
I'm hungry.
I'm a mouse and a moaner.
A mouse and a moaner. Yeah. I am. I'm a moaner, but I'm moaning because I'm normally just hungry. I'm like, God, I'm glad when this is over so I can go eat. And Anthony, screamer, moaner, or church mouse?
It depends who I'm with.
Oh, God,
I do
course.
All three, but it depends on who I'm with.
All right, Lady K had a topic. I think we'll probably, you know what? I think we'll get to that. Let me make sure I'm not missing anything. Oh, on the outside of break, because this commercial's coming up, I made an NBA bet with Ryan Scott of Full Court Press Radio. He thinks LeBron is going to lose the NBA Finals. I believe that LeBron is going to win the NBA Finals. So I made a little wager. So me and Ryan Scott got a little friendly wager going on.
I believe somebody's going to win.
Somebody's going to win.
Somebody's going to win.
It's going to be LeBron. And also, damn it, I almost won the Powerball here in Arizona. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Damn it!
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports!
And we can't get enough of them!
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/survey today.
Now back to Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony.
Radio. Stitcher Radio is the better way to radio. It's very well documented on the show that I listen back to every show we ever do. I'm confused by other radio show hosts and radio shows and podcast hosts that don't listen back to their show. That probably explains why their shows sound like crap. But to access my own show quickly without having to sync my phone to my computer, I open up my Stitcher Radio app that I downloaded at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio for free. It's available on iOS and Android devices. Here is how Stitcher Radio helps the show. After you download the app during the registration process in the How You Heard About Us box, just type in FGRS, Fat Guy Radio, in the Stitcher Radio How You Heard About Us box, and then Stitcher kicks us down a little drop of love. That's what we call it, a little bit of drop of love. And you get the ease of listening and Fat Guy Radio show and all your favorite podcasts, and we get a little love from Stitcher Radio. So try it out. Stitcher Radio at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio, and it's free to download for the iOS and your Android devices and whatever little mobile devices that you may have. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Just real quick, I almost won the Powerball. I was traveling through North Glendale, and I stopped at a Circle K last week. I think it might have been on my way to, no, it was Sunday. I was up chilling, hanging out. Oh, hey, I had a full weekend. I was trying to do something to occupy my time from being so sad. So I was hanging out with Jake Woods, and Jake Woods lives up north and in the North Valley. And I went to Circle K on 35th Avenue in Union Hills, and I bought a Powerball ticket. Yes, I bought a Powerball ticket. I've been inadvertently playing the Powerball. Powerball, 35th Avenue and Union Hills is where I bought the ticket.
And
this morning, I discover via text message from a friend says, hey, I know you were in that area on Sunday. The winning $169 million Powerball ticket was sold on 43rd Avenue and Union Hills.
Oh, man, we could have all just...
I retired
into this show forever.
We could have done this forever.
Yeah.
You could have quit the job you don't have. You could have quit the job you have. You probably wouldn't have.
I would have got hired to quit.
You would have had to go out, find a job, quit it, and then come back. If $169 million Powerball would have been hit, and I didn't do it. I honestly, that's within blocks, folks.
It's a
15-minute walk, and it was sold at a QT versus being sold at a Circle K where I went. I went to the Circle K, and that was the wrong deal because it was sold up the street. So when I got this news today, the only thing I could think of...
Why?
Was this... It was horrible. So I almost won the lottery, and I told Lady K on Twitter that if I would have won the lottery, I would have had a private Gavin DeGraw concert in her backyard with just two chairs, me and her.
No, I'm going.
And then we would have flown Gavin and all the band and all the lights and all the stage and all the trucks and all the equipment back to Phoenix and did it again. You would have came to that one.
I would have been to both shows.
No, just one.
But
Lady K wants one with just me.
That's okay. Put a sheet or a curtain or something in between us. And you won't see me, and I won't see you.
No.
Why?
Because it's almost as silly as wearing a $200 corset.
No, God, no.
Go ahead. I know you want to get to it. Go ahead. You got 5 minutes.
That corset is actually very inexpensive. I've been around $5,000 worth of corsets, and we are talking about the Caitlyn Jenner magazine cover for Vanity Fair, which everybody's been talking about.
Yep.
But I'm not here to... bash an old lady for trying.
Oh, yeah. Send your complaints to Philippius at.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it's press radio.
Yes.
Full Court Press Radio. So give us your take on it. Okay. I know you're focused more on the fashion, not the story behind.
No,
what's
I mean,
happening.
I don't care about the nip, tuck, the pull, the drag, the pulls, whatever they had to do because.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's too complicated. I did not go to school for that.
All right, so you want to talk about the fashion of the Vanity Fair. All right, go ahead.
A little bit about it.
The floor is yours. Give it to me because I saw it and I honestly didn't want to talk about it today. I didn't want to talk about the story behind it because I have mixed feelings about it. But you want to talk about the fashion and I would love to hear your take on the fashion.
So with the fashion, it is very amazing because instead of going out and spending thousands and thousands of dollars, for the corset, you know, for the cover. And I'm not talking about the spread inside. They spent $200 on this corset. And it's from West Hollywood's trendy new store. It's called Trashy Lingerie, in which, you know, everybody go out and support West Hollywood because that's really a great community. I mean, so many drugs go through there. a lot.
You speaking like you know from experience.
I've been out there a lot. Not the G.
Yeah, I don't do it.
I mean, what she's wearing is pretty. It's simple. I mean, it's very age appropriate, and you're drooling on yourself.
Look who's entertained now. Philippus is entertained because the big guy made a mistake. Yeah, he's entertained now.
Go to your shot now.
No, I'm not going to my shot. We're going to Anthony's shot.
Go to your shot. Big shot.
So
yeah, there's a shot.
And
right there.
The very talented Annie Leibovitz.
All right, I'm sorry, Anthony.
Yeah, okay. The very talented Annie Leibovitz.
Yeah, that's the end of the show.
Let him get to it. He's been chopping at the bit of my leg.
Wait, I can carry this on all night.
No. Okay, go on.
So, like I said, the very talented Annie Leibovitz shot
the
it.
Producer.
Shot it.
Yeah.
Who shot everything.
Annie Leibovitz was the photographer?
Yeah, she was.
And
she
shoots that much
pretty much most of the Vogue's cover.
Yeah.
She shoots all the Louis Vuitton ads with Angelina Jolie. God, I can't think of his name. Mick Jagger's other half. Which is from the Rolling Stones. I can't believe that skipped my mind.
That's okay. But and just real quick, let me do a little quick little reset here for a lot of our existing listeners that are just meeting Anthony. Anthony is a former Hollywood photographer, and that's why this is a passion of his, because he has this amazing eye, and he really does. So that's why this is passionate for
you. Yeah, and I've been published nationally, and you've been published nationally.
Okay. And we get new people all the time, and people are, you know, step away from the show and come back. So we just wanted to do that quick set. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the thing about it is, and through all these pages, she has like these beautiful long dresses. They're flowy. They're very the Hollywood 1950 eras.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is very pretty and very great. And I think it's a great
look. It was a great style back then, too. Yes. Very great style.
And which any age can pull it off, which is great for a 65-year-old SSI check collector.
That is so wrong. Oh. You're just needling in there. You're getting those little in there.
And they have some really great like behind the scenes of like her in the makeup room.
Oh yeah,
her in her house.
Because but I thought those were clips from like her upcoming special or something.
You know, honestly, I didn't even look at the magazine. I just go online. I'm like, oh, yay. Because, you know, I don't get out much at all.
We know, unless you're going to Mod's Pizza.
Yeah. And I was reading.
They need to sponsor the show. We gave them 20 minutes.
And the thing that was really impressive about Vanity Fair was that there was no leaking of any images or any information whatsoever. Everybody was so lip-sealed about it. All the phones were confiscated on set. And only the top people at Vanity Fair knew about the shoot. And in fact, when they went to go pick up, because usually people pull dresses and rent them out for the day and return them, Vanity Fair didn't want all this information leaked. So they had their stylists go and purchase the dresses.
So they played it very close to the vest.
Yeah, and they didn't even tell even where they're getting the dresses from, who they were shooting. They're just like, we need it for spread in Vanity Fair. So it's very impressive in this digital era of the secrecy behind
it. Keith Richards. Is that the person?
Yes, Keith Richards.
Yeah, tip in from Lady K on that one. Keith Richards. Mm-hmm. She's a little, there's a Ustream delay.
Yeah, and
so she's barely getting around.
There's this picture of her, which is really great. It looks like another type of corset with a black jacket that is very hot. This is a look that even a teenager can pull off.
Nice.
Yes, and her hair is done so elegantly, and it's just very pretty. And she actually does look pretty in this spread. I'm like, I don't know what's going on when she steps out of the light and $5,000 worth of makeup and hair. And,
yeah, I was about to say,
$30,000 worth of dresses.
When all of that is off,
yeah.
What's she looking like? You know,
she'd be sounding like this.
She'd be sounding like this, you know. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the best, 1 being horrible, what would you give that Vanity Fair spread? What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 5?
I would actually give it a 5. It was all tastefully done. The lighting is on point. The wardrobe is on point.
Yeah.
The coloring behind it. And there's one where she's standing in her $3.5 million mansion living room. And she's has this long black dress. It's very like it goes over the shoulder and it kind of V's down between her breasts.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it shows a little cleavage, and behind her she has a rack. And there's these beautiful like green, like hues of green and yellow in the back that is very Annie Leibovitz.
Annie Leibovitz. It was a nice picture. But so many people have been trying to get me to give my take on Caitlyn Jenner, and it really...
I don't care.
I don't. I really don't. And one more time for Lady T.
I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. Everybody, I don't care.
I don't care.
He doesn't care. I don't care.
All right, let's get out of here, folks.
Thank God.
This has been another great, great show. Limping to the finale.
I have my insomnia to go home to. I'm glad to leave.
Hello, folks.
The show's over. Why are you?
This is his favorite. This is his favorite part of the show.
Oh, good night, folks.
It's over.
Have a lovely night.
You want to do the closer lip?
No, I don't.
All right. You want to think about it a little bit, baby? All right, today's
Nope.
All right. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Father's Day Deals, presented by DeWalt. Dad may say he doesn't want anything, but just like mom, he's lying. Amazon makes it easy to get dad a gift. Simply start at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or click the Father's Day special banner on our website. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are open now. We rely on your word of mouth for everything, whether it's Amazon shopping or Facebook liking or Twitter following or just getting new listeners. Remember, folks, we got that listener initiative, 5,000 listeners per episode. That's 5,000 listeners per episode. We are a long way away from that. So please tell everybody about Fat Guy Radio Show. For our executive producer, Philippius, and
that's me,
Anthony Frosto.
Me.
That's not where that's supposed to be. I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people, that's you, Lip.
Exactly.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Don't join us next week because we're going to be black next week, and these two guys didn't know it, and I just broke the news to them right now. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Got to remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.